Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt in Oakland. Unions representing around 25,000 San Francisco city workers are heading back to the bargaining table with the city later this week. KQED's Daniel Eduardo Hernandez reports.
The unions are asking the city to limit spending on contract workers and instead focus on filling empty full-time jobs. Healthcare workers rallied at the San Francisco General Hospital last Friday to protest staffing shortages. Zachary Vickers is a physical therapist at the hospital who is on the bargaining team.
We're still in the early phases, so there's still a lot of back and forth. There's not been any definitive decisions made yet, so I think that the important thing is that the city recognizes that we have a lot of power right now.
Contracts expire on June 30th. I'm Daniel Eduardo Hernandez, KQED News.
Allstate, one of the largest insurers in California, is resuming sales of auto policies after halting them last year. It's also raising its rates significantly. KQED's Danielle Venton has more.
Despite plans to raise rates by an average of 30%, consumer advocates say Allstate's return is still a good sign.
Of course, no one on the consumer side is excited about a 30% rate increase, but any news of an insurer coming back into the California market right now is welcome.
Amy Bach is with the nonprofit United Policyholders.
It's good news for consumers that there'll be more availability, but affordability is going to remain a problem.
Bach says Allstate is a trendsetter, so expect other insurance companies to raise rates as well. However, she says, part of this rate hike is catch-up. During the pandemic, the Department of Insurance generally did not let insurers raise rates. I'm Danielle Venton, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. There's more news at kqed.org.